B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, it's 3 o'clock hour. It is the Mike Missinelli Show, 3 o'clock hour, brought to us by Queer Police Bakery and Deli, world-famous tomato pie, hoagie, party trays, every bit is good. Tomorrow night, the NBA draft. And a lot of possibilities for the Sixers, a lot of free agent possibilities also with the Sixers. And to discuss that and other matters, including a very interesting and informative event that our next guest has planned. He is the voice of Philadelphia 76ers on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Mark Zumwalt joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hello, Mark. How are we today?
Mikey, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on. And considering the fact that there are no games, still a very exciting time for Sixers fans, for NBA fans. I'm psyched for tomorrow, and I'm psyched for July 1st, and the time that's going to come after that should be really, really interesting.
It really should, and I want to talk to you about that in a minute. But first, you know, I'm really interested in the first annual Mark Zumwalt Sportscasting Seminar. This is a great idea that you have, and it's going to happen next Saturday. Tell us a little bit about it.
So this is pretty much a 40,000-foot overview of the industry. I think if you want to break into the business or you are in the business in some form or fashion, it's going to be open to high school juniors and seniors, college students, college graduates, people who are already in the business, maybe people later in life who suddenly wake up and say, you know what, I always wanted to do this, and never had the opportunity. This would be a great way, I think, to get yourself into that. I, of course, will talk about all the stupid things that I've done over 40-plus years, so the attendees don't make the same mistakes. But we're going to cover it all, whether it's sports production. My boss at NBC Sports Philly, Sean Oleksiak, is going to be there. Michael Barkan from NBC Sports Philly. Darryl Reynolds, who, of course, played for Villanova's 2016 national champions. He's going to have a really interesting perspective, I think, on the sports media business from the perspective of an athlete. So if you're a reporter, you're in a locker room, you're interviewing an athlete, how best to gain their trust and interview them. Adam Lefko, who is a real star now on Bleacher Report, is going to talk about social media and the digital world. Zach Gelb, who's a young talk show host. I know you know him. He's done wonders with his career. He's only like 24 years old. And we're going to save the best here for last.
Yes.
Serena Winters and your Natalie Agonoff.
That is correct.
The distaff perspective. And I'm really getting to Natalie now as we settle in and talk about what she's going to do. And one of the things that I found really interesting was the fact that the nuns in her high school could not get her to keep quiet. So they steered her to the school TV station. And that's how she got involved in the business.
Pretty amazing story. And yes. Serena and Natalie are on the rise, as we say, and it'll be interesting to hear their perspective. So this is going to happen next Saturday from 9 to 5 at the Cherry Hill JCC.
That's right. It's on Springdale Road in Cherry Hill. And folks who are interested are invited simply to go to my Twitter account, at Mark Zumwalt. And there will be a link to a website where you can register and get all the information. There'll be an opportunity for people to ask questions as well. But it's a full Saturday. It's a full day. We're going to serve lunch to people. We're going to have breaks. I think it's going to be a great way to glean some knowledge, get some contacts, and get yourself involved in the business in any way you choose to do it.
Well, you got some really good people, not the least of which is yourself as the venerable broadcaster, and to give them that perspective. Sounds good, and good luck with it. So now let's talk about this Sixer situation. And, you know, the draft is coming, but they also have to look at this free agency situation. So what areas do you think that they would be looking at in both directions?
First and foremost, I think you have to concentrate on re-signing your guys. So obviously Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris have to be 1-2 in terms of priorities. Clearly, their agents are doing their due diligence, and they're going to do their due diligence as it relates to other teams. You know, it's wide open. There is a great free agency class out there. Kevin Durant among them, of course. And that's going to be an interesting story. Kawhi Leonard, once he decides that he's going to be a free agent. Al Horford has added himself to the mix, apparently, so that's going to be interesting as well. And if you're Elton Brand, you are literally employing your entire staff, not only in your efforts to re-sign your guys, but in the event that that does not happen, what are plans B, C, and D? What can you do then if you see the guys who you want going in a different direction? So I have to think this is a time for Elton Brand where he and his staff are working overtime, just getting all their ducks in a row and trying to figure out what can we do? What if this doesn't work? What if that doesn't work? That sort of thing. So we'd all love to be flies on the wall. I know Elton came out yesterday and gave a news conference and perhaps gave some hint as to what he's going to do on draft night. But besides the draft, I think free agency is going to be quite the show once the gun is fired midnight on June 30th.
We've got three different scenarios we talked about yesterday. One involving one of the great producers down at NBC Sports Philly, Booney. You know, of course, Dan Roche. And so here's what we came up with. I want to run these three by you. I want to get your reaction. If they sign both Tobias and Butler as free agents, they would have to then use their exceptions to get other parts. How do we feel about Kentavious Caldwell-Pope or Terrence Ross and Ricky Rubio as a backup point guard on the exception money that you have left?
Well, just judging them as players, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is a guy who can hit an outside shot and defend. And I don't think you could have too many really good defensive players. In my mind, that's the first thing you look at is, can someone guard? And then you sort of figure everything else out. Ricky Rubio would have a treat. That would be a treat having him as a backup. It's pretty clear the Jazz now are going in a different direction. Apparently now they've acquired Mike Conley from Memphis. So he seems to be the guy they're going to pencil in. But a guy like Rubio, I mean, it would be amazing to have someone like that as a backup.
Or Patrick Beverley.
Who's another guy, and you know, we saw what he did against Kevin Durant in the playoffs, a guy considerably smaller than Kevin Durant, mm-hmm. but someone who's not afraid to get in your shirt. And then I think the Sixers could use a good big man. You know, I think with all due apologies to the players who were in that role, you could see that Brett Brown was trying to figure out who to throw out there against Toronto. He was going back and forth. His rotation was not set there. And again, although I think Joel Embiid is working diligently to get in shape and play as much as he can next year, you're going to have to assume that he's going to miss X amount of games. And that guy needs to be of the quality where he could step in and play starters minutes for him.
The scenario two, I'll drop this by it, and the scenario three includes Horford. But scenario two goes, you only sign one of them. Say it's Butler. Now you have a little more wiggle room. Now you can sign a guy like Terrence Ross as a shooting guard and a Marcus Morris as a power forward, or you can go with a guy like Chris Middleton to make up that money that you would not be paying to Tobias Harris. How's that sit?
Well, those are all good names. I don't know if Middleton has officially declared his option. You would think that he would.
He opted out today.
He did opt out today. Okay. So there's a guy who's a first-time All-Star. He's going to command a lot on the open market. The premium, obviously, in today's NBA game, Mike, is on shooting. So if you have guys like Middleton and some of the others that you have mentioned who can shoot, you have to think that not only will the Sixers target those guys if they have to in some sort of scenario, but also on draft night, you know, drafting 24 and those four picks in the second round. Can they unearth another Landry Shamet or somebody like that who can both shoot, defend, and fit into your team?
And the last thing is the Horford thing comes into play. For one thing, because today he's in the news. If they signed him as the starting four, he could be a backup five as well, and that money would be used on the money you would have paid Tobias. Do you like that?
Yeah. Yeah, and the beauty of Horford is he could certainly play the five spot as well as the four. We certainly saw when we're starting Aaron Baines against the Sixers last year at the playoffs at certain times this year that Horford was at the four. We know that he could shoot. We know he's an excellent defender. He's got an off-the-charts basketball IQ. I love Al Horford, although you didn't like him as an opponent, but the kind of guy, if he came out red, white, and blue, you'd really be into it.
All right, it sounds good. A lot of moves that they have to make. These are all going to unfold as the summer goes on. Mark, we appreciate you coming on, and good luck with the event again. It's the first annual Mark Zumoff Sportscasting Seminar. It's Saturday, June 29th at 8 to 5. I'm sorry, I said 9 before. It's 8 to 5. Get up early. Cherry Hill JCC for high school juniors, seniors, college students, young professionals. And you can go to Zoo's Twitter, or you can go to this website, zoomoff.eventbrite.com.
Eventbrite. It's Eventbrite.
Yes. Good luck, man. It sounds like a great event. Good luck with it.
Well, Natalie's going to make it great, and I appreciate the time, Mike.
Thanks. All right, Mark. We'll talk to you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Yes, Mark Zumoff. Jay, that's good. Good idea. Now, what do you have prepared?
Well, he sent me a list of, like, you know, things that will be going up.
What's presentation going to be?
It's really just my experience in the business. You know, kind of as a female being in, you know, the sports media, especially in Philadelphia. So just different tidbits that I've learned along the way.
The one tidbit that would stand out for you that you would highlight.
Oh, man. Just
be true to yourself.
Yes, that's the key. Because what makes you different?
You have been true to yourself.
I have. Yeah, and I guess you just have to, you can't just stop. You have to just keep going. You have to just keep showing up.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Network. Social media.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's really just dedicating your time and all of your energy to it. Because you can get in, but it doesn't mean that you'll stay in.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so let's get back to the phones. And Dr. Brian in Bucks County. Brian, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Mike. How you doing today?
Good, man.
Hey, I'm sorry to talk about the practice again, but I feel like as a whole, the past 15 years, the Eagles have taken a step back when it comes to fans interacting with the team. I mean, 15 years ago, you could load up the minivan, head it up to Lehigh, take pictures of your favorite players, get autographs of your favorite players, even go to the Eagles Carnival. That doesn't exist anymore. I don't know whether or not it's the world we live in now, or if these players don't want that interaction, but I just want your take on it.
Well, the worst, in my view, the worst thing you can do is rise the steps to the throne. And this is what the Eagles are doing now. They've got a Super Bowl in their pocket, right? So they feel that comes with some cachet, and they can kind of do anything they want. And this way, they had the people over a barrel. Okay, you want to go see a practice? You're going to have to buy the ticket. So they did. And I think that's an unfair bargain that the Eagles put on their fans. I don't think that there's any reason for it. I don't think there's nothing good. It's not a good idea. Nothing good can come from it.
It's terrible, and I understand Jeffrey Lurie wants to donate the money, but why not have two practices? The first one be free to the open. The second one, you know what? You could bring whatever money you want. You bring blank checks. You could donate that. I mean,
That's what I say. If you have a box at the entrance, or you know, have donation people demanding kettles or something, whatever people can donate, they do donate, and then Jeffrey comes out and matches whatever is donated. Now that's a good idea. That bonds you with your fan base.
That's a great idea.
When it was discussed, I can't imagine that people in that boardroom saw the fan side of it, the working class fan side.
And Jeffrey Lurie knows he can get away with it, which is even the sickest part about the whole thing.
And that's the worst thing. That is the worst thing, because when you've got your fans over a barrel, that's not fair. They have nowhere else to go.
Yep.
All right. I think they got taken advantage of. All right. Here we go let's go with our general knowledge question for you. Tourist attraction by Wikipedia description.
Oh.
When it opened to the public in the year 2000, it was the world's tallest Ferris wheel.
I'm not sure what it's called, but that place in London?
It is that place in London, but it does have a name.
Oh, I don't know its name. I'm sorry.
What do you think, Tyrone? You're the arbiter. No, Tyrone turned you down. Tyrone Lannister.
I mean, it's too early in the game. Come on.
I actually was there. It's called the London Eye. London Eye.
Now, what's funny is the people there, well, I should say a person from London, I shouldn't say the people, told me they call it the Big Wheel.
Yeah, but it's in reality called the London Eye.
Gotcha.
It's the colloquialism is the Big Wheel.
Yeah.
Because it is a big wheel. But I don't think it's the biggest Ferris wheel now.
Oh, and
I think it's been topped.
Jason Stark officially 4:30.
Okay, Jason at 4:30. All right, so I was telling you a story about my travels, and both of these involve my daughter. My daughter did an internship in London, doing their college internship.
Yeah.
We'll go to London, yeah. I went Camden.
Yeah.
Internship. and so she goes to London. So I go to visit her in London. Then I took her, and I said, well, I wouldn't take you to Italy. So just she and I went when I took her to Rome. So we're there. We had just gotten into the hotel. I make the mistake of trying to rent a car. And drive to the hotel we're staying at.
What?
Right. So I got lost. It took 2.5 hours. And I'm pulling this side of the road thinking that everybody speaks English. Nobody speaks English. So I'm totally lost. By a miracle, I found the hotel. I don't even know how I did it. So anyway, we're tired. Let's go get something to eat. So we go, yeah, let's go down one of these sidewalk cafes. These places are probably like better than tourist traps. So we go to this place called La Bruschetta. So we sit down and the waiter comes over. He's a middle-aged guy. Italian man, fella, and he recognizes that we're from America, obviously, because we stand out. And so he says to us, where are you from? And I said, Philadelphia. Ah, Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh,
he says.
What?
Yeah. So I go, yeah, Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, he goes, I watch NFL football on a satellite. After work, I take my bike home. I put on the satellite, watch NFL football. And he goes, hey, Eagles. Hey, McNabb, Choka.
No.
I swear to God.
Known around the world.
I swear to God. I couldn't make this story up.
Oh, my God.
He gives me his hands. He gives my Italians. They put their hands together like, hey, well, McNabb, Choka, he says.
You would meet that person. You would find that one person in
That's
Italy.
That's hysterical.
That's great.
I can't make that story up.
That's amazing.
I'm embarrassed.
Oh, two open lines, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Joe in Mantua, maybe. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, Mike, it is Mantua.
Mantua. Go ahead, buddy.
Sixer comment and Eagle comment. The Sixers got to get a guy to contribute this year and help out some way. The past 2 years, they had nobody in the first round to help out between Fultz and Zaire Smith.
Mm-hmm. I agree, and that's why my pick is Eric Paschal.
He would. I like Cam Johnson. Like you said, I don't think he's going to be there.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be there either unless they can trade up, which they can, a couple of spots to get him. You know, with 4 second-round picks, they can probably do that if they really like the kid a lot.
And Al Horford intrigues the hell out of me. I think he'd be a great addition.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, there's a couple. If you don't sign Tobias, all of a sudden the outlets seem pretty good because Chris Middleton's now in play, and also Al Horford would be in play, and I think you could carry on merrily.
I think you're right. And as far as Eagles, you're spot on with that. It just increased the disconnect between the Eagles and the fan base.
But see, that's the point. There isn't a disconnect because the people sucked up the tickets. It's like they knew that the peasants would have no recourse but to stand in line for food. That's the way I look at it.
I hear you, but I'm not going to stand in line for food. I mean, I watch them.
I got you, man, and good for you, because I think that more fans should have stood up. First of all, it sold out. The Eagles are sitting there laughing. It sold out in one day, right? So they're going, yeah. I guess we didn't make the wrong move, but from the eye far away, it looks bad.
It just, the Eagles got you by the hair. They just know the town's football crazy, and
they got you by what they call the short hairs.
I was going to say that, but I was doing it on the radio.
Yeah, it can go on the radio. All right, you ready for it? Here's the general knowledge question. Sidekicks quiz. I'm going to give you a guy. You give me the sidekick they tagged along with.
All right.
Ron Weasley.
He was the star of Harry Potter.
That's correct. You win tickets. Hold on a second. Harry Potter is who we hung around with, Ron Weasley.
I saw him in a pizza shop in Fairmount.
Ron Weasley?
Yes.
The ginger?
Yes, the ginger. He was in Pizzeria Vetri.
Really?
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah, you posted it.
I posted it.
Yeah, you posted it.
My cousin and I were staring at him, and we used to love Harry Potter when we were younger, and we were there eating food for her, like rehearsal dinner, trying out different restaurants, and she's like, Natalie, is that Ron Weasley? And I'm like, why the heck would he be in Philly? But apparently he frequents Philadelphia a lot.
Really?
Yes.
You know, I saw Vetri last night on the Food Network. He was on an episode of Burgers, Beers, and Q with Michael Simon.
Oh, nice.
And Nick Lachey.
Oh.
The boo.
What? Nick Lachey. Well, the connection is that Simon is from Ohio.
A big Cleveland guy.
Cleveland.
Is that where Nick Lachey is from?
Lachey's from Cleveland.
Yeah.
So he took him to Philly and are hanging out with Vetri, and they threw axes at that place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they went to Monk's for beer.
Okay, yeah.
And they went to the Bratwurst place.
Which one?
The Brewhouse Schmitz.
Okay, yeah.
And then they went through axes, and then they ended up at Vetri Pizzeria.
Yeah. That must be where all the stars go. Nick Lachey, Ron Weasley.
There you go. All right, let's go to, we'll take a break. 610-622-0975. John Oz Wednesday playing for FanFest tickets. With one correct answer, you can bag a couple of tickets. We're back after this on the Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli Show. Phillies look like they're going down today. We'll update it. Game almost over. General Knowledge Wednesday. Time for a Twitter poll update brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Natalie Aganoff.
Over 800 votes on this one, Mike. After selling out this year's singular open practice, do you think the Eagles will charge more to watch practice in the future? 71% say yes, 29% say no.
Okay. All right. Listen, I asked the question, why is it a good idea? And I wish somebody can answer it logically. I just, you know, it's a simple question. Why is it a good idea? And your only answer could be, well, you're raising money for charity. Well, it's like, okay, well, then let the rich guy pay money for charity. All right. I got an angry Flyer fan who emailed me today. I guess I have to give him some solace here.
What happened now?
He said he's done as a Flyer fan because of the signing that the Flyers just made. So they signed Hayes to a deal. So I'll just read it. His name's Ray. Ray said, I've come to the conclusion I am watching a dying Flyers franchise and I can't watch it anymore. Best way to describe the Flyers, they are Al Bundy from Married with Children. Every episode includes a famous Polk High School football game with Al Bundy scoring four touchdowns. For close to 50 years, rinse and repeat. Brush your bullies, two cops, defeat the Russians, grit and fight is the Flyer way. Every time I go into the Wells Fargo Center, I'm entering a tomb with old memories of the Flyers. No new memories, no new cups, the reason of fear of change. Say what you will about the Sixers, Phillies, and Eagles, they at least have the balls to try and be better. Because the Philly fan base holds them accountable, not the Flyer fans. As long as an opposing player is getting his teeth knocked in by a Flyer, that's what gives them their fix. What was the straw that broke the camel's back? The Flyers signed Kevin Hayes 7 years at $50 million with an annual cap hit of 7.1. Crosby and Malkin have an 8.2 cap hit and they are MVPs. Kevin Hayes scored 19 goals last year. In what realm is a 19-year-old goal scorer worth that kind of money? This organization is doomed. Well.
What does that have to do with Al Bundy?
I don't know. I don't know why. They didn't watch Married with Children.
Oh.
Episode at least includes a famous Polk High School football game with Al Bundy scoring four touchdowns.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing every time is what he's saying.
Oh, because he like relived his glory days as a shoe salesman.
They traded for the guy.
Yeah.
They didn't want him to get the free agency. So they might have overpaid a little bit, but I mean,
well, this guy's saying he's not worth it. It's the same old mindset, but you don't know that he's not worth it. He played well under this coach before. The general manager obviously likes him. So for the moment, you got to trust the people that are putting the team together and then reserve your criticism afterwards. I mean, Kevin Hayes might be a 30-plus goal scorer next year.
Yeah.
No?
No. All right. Don't do that, but he might be a good player, solid plus minus.
Yeah, at 7.1 is a lot of money.
It was a lot of money.
For an okay player.
And second-line player. A lot of people thought he was going to be closer to six, but free agent.
All right.
Also, Cole Irving.
Cole Irving?
Oh, come
Irving.
On.
Back-to-back home runs. Back-to-back home runs.
Who did I say does not belong in Major League Baseball?
You said Cole Irving.
And who else?
And you said, was it Eichel?
Yes. Hey, trot him out there. I said that. What do you want me to do? What do you want more? What more do you want from me?
I mean,
he does not belong in the big leagues.
He gives up a single, then a home run, and then this one. Then they smoke one. They're teeing off or they're posing on this man. There's nothing he can do. This is embarrassing at this point. Come on, you don't have anybody. Where? How come all these other teams? And I know the Phillies started. Too. But why? Where are the Latin players in the system that have come up and throw 100? Where are they? Where are they? I'm tired of this.
Wait. Listen, I hear you. Everybody seems to have a Latino 100-mile-an-hour thrower. I get you there. But, like, here's the thing. Like, what personnel evaluator is looking at this guy saying he should be a big league pitcher? Because I'm looking at the guy and I go, he's got crap. Now, how could a pitching expert in their minor league system not come up with the same conclusion? He's got nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
All right, I'm done. I can't do anymore. I can't do anymore. I've been screaming about this for a couple of years. You look at guys in your system as players when they're not players. Stop it. Turn a blind eye to your loyalty that you pick these guys. They can't play. Jeff and Glenn Holden. Jeff, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Jeff.
Hey, Mike. I'm going to follow up right on that Flyers point with that guy. I mean, this isn't even a matter of giving time. This is the Flyers going back to pre-Hextall days, and this is Paul Holmgren's writing all over this. This overpay for this role player that has 50 points in one season in his career, and you're giving him 7 years or $7 million. Look at the three moves that Fletcher said we're going to go out and we're going to go crazy at free agency. His three moves, Thomas Braun, who's a 4-5-6 defenseman, Niskanen, and now Hayes. Those three guys combined, the salary cap hit next year will be 25% of their salary cap for those three guys alone. I mean, how could you spend 25%
of your I'm glad to hear this from Flyer fans. I really am. It's encouraging that Flyer fans are speaking up this way. That deal for Hayes did seem a little exorbitant to me, but I deferred it to the hockey people.
25% of your salary cap on those three guys, a fifth, sixth defenseman, and a guy who's had 50 points in his career one time. I mean, how do you justify
it? The defenseman, listen, I know what they were after a veteran defenseman that can calm the younger guys down, right? But isn't it such a Flyer move to get guys that they're past their best days?
Yeah.
And this kid is totally past his best days.
Before their good years.
Yeah.
We pick up the guys after their good years.
It's so typical of them. I thought, like, the new general manager would have a different mindset. Now, all right, well, whatever. This is a Flyer thing. I can't touch it. The Flyer fans have to talk like you and have to email me like that last guy, Ray. All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
Yeah. How does Paul Holmgren still have a job, though?
Dude, it's the biggest mystery. It's one of the biggest mysteries. That's actually the second biggest mystery. The first biggest mystery is Ben Simmons not being able to shoot a basketball from 15 feet. The second is Paul Holmgren's survival.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your question. It's geography, true or false. You got a 50% chance. Here's the question. Every U.S. state has received snow in the 21st century. Is that true or false?
Uh, there's
You have to whiff me. I got to say false.
You're saying false with that. That would be the logical answer. However, it's true. Oh, sorry, man. Every U.S. state has received snow in the 21st century, and you may be asking yourself, really? Hawaii? Well, what do they have in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah, mountains.
Volcanoes.
They have some tall mountains.
Texas? That's where my mind went.
No, that's happened. That happened this year.
Had cold snaps that have come through
there. Yeah, that happened this year. And it happened
in Arizona.
And it happened in the Super Bowl. Yeah, it happened in the Super Bowl year, too.
Mm-hmm. Most people look at Hawaii and go, no way, but they have tall mountains.
They do.
Same with Arizona. That's where that snow is in Arizona, the mountains.
That's correct. They ski. You can ski in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
In Arizona?
Yes, you can.
That's part of the reason why they really never have drought watches there. Mm-hmm. Because they got the mountains, they got a system where it comes down the mountain, and they got plenty of water, even though it's the desert.
I got to get out of this city.
My wife's best friend lives in Arizona. That's how I knew about that.
Yeah, there's people that ski in the warm weather, and they love it.
Yeah.
With about Arizona. They travel a couple hours north from, like, Scottsdale, and you can ski.
Wow, that's nice. Yep. Best of both worlds.
Northern Arizona University. In that area, you can ski.
And her daughter goes there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Now that you say it.
610-620-975. There are two lines open. General Knowledge Wednesday. We got a pair of tickets. The Phillies game's over for all intents and purposes. So your calls for General Knowledge Wednesday and FanFest tickets coming up after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, it's 3:46 on the Mike Missinelli Show. Today is General Knowledge Wednesday. You get a question right, you get a pair of tickets to Fanatic Fan Fest Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live. Let me tell you a little something about this. Tickets are free, but you have to get a ticket to get in. This is why it's important that you get a question correct today. All of our Fanatic hosts will be on site. Some special guests will be there. Sal Powell, Ron Jaworski, Eric Carabell, Tom Ginst, Mark Zumoff will be there. Bikini Beach will be there, right there at the Xfinity Live parking lot, created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey, and a very special feature will be added to the beach this year. If you like high-end cars, Lamborghinis and Ferraris will be on display, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Rentals. Two mobile escape rooms. I've never been in a mobile escape room. I may imbibe. Houdini's Challenge and Immunity Quest. Both by One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms. For a great team building experience like no other, just check them out at oneexitmobileescaperoom.com. Be a golf simulator there, Linfield National Golf 364, with a closest to pin contest. One lucky listener won a football trip to the away game Miami with the Cuz. Includes flight, hotel, cruise around Miami, pregame tailgate tickets, courtesy of phillysportstrips.com. Plus, we're giving away a waiver under courtesy of DHY Motorsports. And some of our FanFest partners include Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risqué, Armor Metals and Recycling, and the U.S. Army.
And thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, online at turnersvillejeep.com. And DHY Motorsports, make summer funner on a wave runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports.
All righty. Phillies rallying, by the way. Two outs in ninth inning.
Maybe.
First and third.
Now here's the funny thing.
Oh, they scored a run.
Yes.
They're on third now.
Yeah, if Cole Irving didn't light the world on fire with the two home runs, the tying run would be on third. And we really have some action. But Cole Irving had to come in and Cole Irving.
It's Julius Irving.
No, Cole Irving.
Yeah, Cole Irving.
Cole Irving. Is what I meant.
I guess you're
right. This is what he does.
Oh, okay.
Cole Irvin's.
Yeah.
That would make him very Philly.
Yeah. It's
Cole Irvin's.
It's not his fault.
No, you can't put him in the game. I know it's a doubleheader. You don't put him in the game. A two-run game. You don't put him in the game.
You don't put him in a uniform.
Well,
much less the game. He's got iron pigs written all over him.
Yeah. and he'll make a nice living. You said that's what you would say to him.
$50,000 a year, play baseball. Knock yourself out.
That's what you said. You said you would sit him down and say, hey, man.
Son, listen.
Right.
I don't. There's no way you can stretch out the arm to throw him harder than you do. So if you want to make $50,000 in Triple A, you can do that. Well, you know, you'd be a good pitcher. You'd be our ace down there.
There you go. You'd be a good mentor.
Exactly. Ted in Fishtown. Ted, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ted.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Ted?
Hey, I wanted to talk about the ticket situation or the practice situation. I think clearly it shows that Jeffrey Lurie is out of touch by doing that.
No, he's in touch. See, if the fans are going to sell it out in one day, I guess he's in touch.
Well, I mean, they were limited. I mean, the fans, what were they going
to
do?
Well,
I mean,
they don't have to buy them. Do they have to buy them?
I wouldn't.
They can make a statement. They didn't make a statement. So Jeffrey knows his fan base. He knows he can push anything down their throat right now.
Well, I guess the days of you got to open up your heart are over.
Yeah.
You know,
he's opened up his heart enough, according to him. he's made the, like, solar power, he's saving energy for the people. You know,
that's nice.
He's done enough. Now give me your $10.
Yeah, exactly. As far as basketball, I have a player who's actually on his last year of a contract and a possible NBA player during the draft. I was thinking, what do you think about Sabonis?
The kid from Indiana?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a restricted free agent. They're not going to let him go.
Well, he has one more year left on his contract.
Why would the Indiana Pacers let him go?
Well, if he's anything like his father, he comes from a good gene pool. He could actually turn out to be a decent player.
That's not what I asked. Like, why would Indiana knows what you just told me? He's a good player.
Gotcha.
Why would Indiana let him go?
Well, I don't know. Smoke and mirrors.
Smoke and mirrors. Come on, man. Smoke and mirrors doesn't work anymore.
Right.
You know, people aren't stupid out there.
Right. Do you think Taco Fall is an NBA player?
No. I think he'd be a freak show. I think he's going to be on somebody's bench. They're going to bring him into games. He's going to be a highlight on Sports Center every night because he's going to block a shot by not having to leave his feet. But in the end of the day, he's not going to help you win.
Well, for his size, he really is sprite and agile. You got to give him that.
No, he's not. Not on an NBA level. He can't run. He can't run at an NBA level. He's not sprite. he might look sprite in that league he plays in,
yeah,
but not in an NBA situation.
All right, well then.
He's clumsy in an NBA situation. All right, man. Do you want a general knowledge question?
Sure, let's have it.
All right, here we go. What is a polywog?
A polywog. Is that like a caterpillar?
No, it's not a caterpillar. A polywog is a Natalie, you know what it is?
It's an amphibian, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a young frog or a toad.
I knew that.
You did?
I got really excited when you said it, didn't I?
Yes, she did.
You knew that answer?
I did.
Yeah, Natalie knew it.
Oh, God. Oh, all right. Let's go to Tim in Levittown. Tim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tim.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Tim.
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
All right, listen, Dad, before I get going with my statement, Dad, I just wanted to say you surrounded yourself with some two great people.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do. I like to surround myself with good people so I don't have to work as hard.
And you've also referenced leaving not far in the future, and I suggest you hand the baton right over to Ty.
Well, there you go.
He's already proven he can do the job.
I'm ready to hand the baton right now, frankly.
Yeah, man, he's a good dude, man.
I might not even come back from vacation. I'm going on vacation tomorrow for a couple of days.
The baton may be passed. How you handling the baton?
There you go.
All right, well, listen, get back there. Nobody shed a light on.
You can't see once you curse, you get the ziggy. You can't do that. So that opens a line or two.
Yes.
All right. The Phillies have lost.
Yes.
The game is over. The Phillies lost game one to the Washington Nationals.
Yes, we will be on TV and have Jason Stark now at 4:30.
All right, so where we're going to no post game show?
Yeah, they're going to do a quick post game.
Post game show, 4:30 on television.
So for radio people, stick with us, but TV will be on at 4:30.
There you go. So a whole new audience joins us at 4:30 on General Knowledge Wednesday, where we're giving away a pair of FanFest tickets to anybody with the correct answer, like Pollywog.
Are you impressed with my knowledge?
I'm totally impressed. I didn't know what Pollywog was. 610-622-0975. Good time to line up and get in. And it'd be a big crush after the Phillies game because, you know, people don't have the Phillies game to watch anymore. It's going to be us. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.